Bible reading number 187, Isaiah 7, verses 10 through 20. The sign of Emmanuel. Then Yahweh spoke to King Ahaz, "Ask Yahweh your God for a sign to prove to yourself that these things are true. It may be a sign from as deep as the place where the dead people are, or as high as the heavens above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask for a sign. I will not test Yahweh." Then Isaiah said, "O Ahaz, you descendant of David, listen very carefully. Isn't it bad enough that you wear out the patience of people? Do you have to wear out the patience of my God too? Nevertheless, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will become pregnant. She will give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. He will be eating milk curds and honey when he learns to reject what is evil and to choose what is good. You are afraid of the kings of Israel and Syria now. But before this child learns what is good and what is evil, the land of Israel and the land of Syria will be abandoned. Yahweh will bring some troubled times to you. Those troubles will come to your people and to the people of your father's family, such days as have not come since the time that Israel broke away from Judah. And the always present one will bring the king of Assyria to fight against you. At that time, Yahweh will whistle to call for the Assyrians, and they will come like flies from the streams of Egypt. Yahweh will call for the Assyrian army, and they will come from the land of Assyria like bees. All these enemies will camp in the deep ravines and in the crevices among the rocks. They will camp beside all the thorn bushes and at every watering hole. Then the Lord will use Assyria to punish Judah. The king of Assyria will be hired and used like a razor. It will be as if the Lord is holding up the hair from Judah's head and legs, and as if he were shaving off Judah's beard."